Roman's Product Management Podcast. Product strategy OKRs and KPIs are popular product management tools, but how exactly do they relate? Can OKRs be used to describe a strategy? Are OKRs and KPIs the same? And how can they be systematically aligned? Well, I'm glad you asked, as I'll address these questions in this podcast episode. In a nutshell, strategy OKRs and KPIs are distinct. However, when applied properly, they reinforce each other. Let's look at the three frameworks and their relationships in more detail now. The product strategy describes the approach chosen to achieve product success. You can think of it as a consistent set of choices that guide product discovery and product delivery by answering the following four questions. First, who is the product for? Who are the users and customers? Second, why would people want to use and buy it? What problem does it address or what benefit does it offer? Third, what kind of product is it? Why would people want to choose it over alternatives? And fourth, what are the business goals? What benefits does the product create for the company that develops and provides it? What a product strategy is not, at least in my mind, is a set of objectives. While you may want to capture user and customer needs as well as business goals in your strategy, these are usually not measurable and not time-bound. For example, a healthy eating app might address the need to reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. While this need statement expresses the value the product should create for the users, it is not a specific, quantified goal. To put it differently, a product strategy is more than a collection of OKRs. In fact, it forms the basis for discovering the right objectives. Now, if you are looking for a tool to capture the product strategy, try my product vision board, which you can download for free from my website together with a handy checklist. I'll put the link in the show notes. Objectives and key results, or OKRs for short, are a goal-setting method originally developed at Intel in the 1970s. The objective describes what you want to achieve, and the key results state the criteria that have to be fulfilled to meet the objective. OKRs are great to capture product goals, which are the specific outcomes a product should create. For instance, an objective for the first version of an app that reduces the risk of developing type 2 diabetes might be to help users understand their eating habits and acquire an initial user base. As this example shows, product-related OKRs can help you state how you intend to execute the strategy. In other words, an objective should be a step towards meeting the needs and business goals. Conversely, if you lack an effective product strategy, you will struggle to discover the right objectives and key results. As mentioned before, the strategy is the basis for setting the right product-related OKRs, the needs and business goals directs the search for helpful objectives. Therefore, don't blindly accept objectives put forward by senior stakeholders. Instead, use the product strategy to determine which ones you should pursue and which ones you should discard, at least for the time being. If you work with a product roadmap, you can include your OKRs in the plan, especially when you use an outcome-based roadmap. And I share more details on this topic in the podcast episode OKRs and Product Roadmaps. The link is in the show notes. Now, does this mean that you should or even have to use OKRs to successfully manage your product? No, it doesn't. But what you should use are outcome-based goals that state the specific benefits your product should create or the problems it should address. If OKRs help you with this, that's great. If they don't, don't worry. Key indicators, finally, or KPIs for short, are metrics that measure how much value a product is creating. Examples of common KPIs include monthly recurring revenue, customer satisfaction score, and daily active users. KPIs are therefore different from OKRs. As mentioned before, objectives and key results state the outcomes you want to create with a product. KPIs, however, are measurements that help you determine if you are on track to realize the desired value. Having said this, KPIs sometimes do state a target, for instance, a customer satisfaction score of 80%. Now, if that's the case for you, if that's how you apply KPIs, that's fine. Just be aware that you are combining the objective and its metric. To ensure that you select the right KPIs and collect the right data, use the product strategy and OKRs to guide you. Ask yourself how you can measure progress towards meeting the needs and business goals in the strategy, and how you can tell if an objective has been achieved. Equally, don't use KPIs if they don't help you measure and improve value creation. Don't fall for vanity metrics that make a product look good but don't mean much. Equally, avoid what I call appeasement metrics, which are measurements you use to please a powerful stakeholder. Collecting irrelevant data creates more work than necessary and, in the worst case, gives rise to wrong decisions. While KPIs depend on the strategy and OKRs, the relationship between them is bidirectional. Strategy and objectives assist you in selecting the right indicators, and the metrics help you determine if the strategy is working and if you are meeting the objectives. To summarize, the product strategy forms the basis for selecting the right OKRs, and the objectives state how the strategy will be implemented. Both help you choose the right KPIs. The metrics, in turn, help you determine if the strategy is working, if the objectives are achieved, and if either or both have to be adapted. Out of the three, the product strategy is the most important one. Without an effective strategy, you'll struggle to determine the right OKRs and select the right KPIs. I hope you found my advice helpful. To learn more about product strategy OKRs and KPIs, attend my product strategy and roadmap training, and read my book, Strategize. Thank you for listening.